God's testing and human destiny. We have seen already that God's testing belief is not meaningful and also it makes the God cruel. Then, there will be a natural question that who is responsible for those unexpected bitter events, which happen in everybody's life? The answer is not the God, but the answer is the ancient sorcery system. Nobody is testing human beings, but those ancient sorcery powers have a regular plan in improving the power of its sorcery system. Without giving some kinds of torture to human beings, they can't do that work, and this is the reason we can see the systematic repetition of events in all the ages. This is the reason some of the astrological predictions come true. It is unbelievable that it has spread from individual to the total world population. They plan every individual and their family and their life and quality of each person, etc. They plan caste superiority and they plan sex superiority, and religious superiority, and also violence and wars in this world. When a boy or girl dies, don't blame God for that or don't say it is God's testing. In fact, this is the one of the plans of the sorcery system. They need in their system premature deaths of souls, starting even from infancy. You may be shocked to hear these points, but unfortunately this is the fact. Please think one point that I have given many secrets of that ancient sorcery system, but there are so many secrets remaining, which I don't like to reveal at all. If you are shocked to hear that the cruel ancient sorcery system is responsible for your destiny, then, my one sincere question is how did you bear the idea, without getting shocked so far that all loving God is responsible for your kin's premature death, for his mere testing purpose? The claims of the religions. People of every religion believe that their religion is superior to other religions. Anybody can believe anything, but nobody is ready to know the meaning of the word religion. In fact, we know that nobody created a new religion, but they only created so many different and contradicting beliefs and rituals. When we try to pick the essence of any religion, then we can clearly see that they were the words of very ancient great souls. These words were created before many thousands of years and then there existed no religion under any name. Thus, it is clear that those words of very ancient great souls are the essence of all present religions. Those ancient words, in other words, can be called as both the earliest and last religion of this world. All other religions tried to keep those words within their exclusive belief cages, and named them. This naming became a curse and there started the unending bloodsheds in the name of those names. Now, we see only those different belief religions or the ritual religions. There are so many easy rituals in the gallery of each religion. We have one type of ritual for earning the merits, and we also have rituals for washing our sins. Even to drive Satan from our hearts, we have external rituals. This means, without becoming a good and pious person, people get everything through many easy ritual applications. Thus, naturally people lost sympathy, love, etc., the positive qualities, and developed dreadful qualities like cruelty, treachery, etc. So many great souls tried to interpret religions in the real perspective, but not succeeded only because of the power of these established selfish ritual religions. Had we accepted the words of those great souls long before, we would have lived today in a heaven on earth. Still we have one last opportunity, if we brush it away, then the powerful cruelty of human mind will never allow again the mind to turn towards love and sympathy, and no doubt it will be the dead end of humanity. Definitions of God and Religion. Intention. Hospitals are there many in the town, but people go there with the only intention to get a cure. In the same way, the intention of the religion is really the real religion, but not any exclusive rituals or principles. Purification of the human heart is the real intention of all the religions, for that, they give different bits of advice. Unfortunately, they are mixed with a thousand times more unwanted rituals, which buried the intention of the religion completely. If God comes and tells that the religion is untruth, hatred, and immorality, then, everybody will neglect those words of Him because they knew that those said qualities will not purify a human heart. This shows that the human beings know clearly, even without any divine revelation, about the nature of God and religion. The examples given above also expose a hidden secret that without universal truth, love, and morality we can't have a God or a religion in this world. Now, we got clearly the definitions of God and religion. We also realized the fact that this essence of gods and religions should be followed in all religions, or otherwise, there can be no real religion and God at all in this world. Destroying other countries' shining sun means destroying his own sun. In the same way, destroying other religion equals the killing of one's own religion. Broad mind. Broad-mindedness is the religion, and the introspection is the method we need to attain a religious life. Can anybody guess a narrow-minded God? The original source of narrow-mindedness is Satan, and he has been influencing this narrow mind on the people in the name of God and religion. Unfortunately, all those religious leaders who do religious conversion are the direct praise to that influence. Different people practice religion in different paths, and when they sincerely reach the ultimate conclusion of religious life, they will find the essence of above statement, the broad-mindedness, within their conclusions. Since the broad-mindedness is the source of universal truth, love, and morality, we can also write those triple qualities as the religion, and practicing them as the real and great religious life. Great souls laugh at those who fight for their religion because great souls are wise people, not the blind believers. Now, let us see the exact reason behind their laugh. Wise people always say that no religion can exist in this world, by claiming a separate identity of its own, without killing itself. Then, what is the meaning of those words? Great souls say that a religion speaks about both the universal God and universal religion, and if any religion claims a separate creator God and religion of their own, they bound to kill that universal creator God concept and universal concept of religion. Thus, the base of that religion is destroyed, and without the base that religion becomes only a foolish murmur. All the religions have been trying to fence and dig the trench around their religion only to show their difference and superiority. Unfortunately, they are unaware that they don't have any religion within their compounds, except the influence of that ancient sorcery system. Dear brothers and sisters, this is not the notion or mere logical conclusions, unfortunately, this is the truth. We need to think for an escape from that dangerous influence of that sorcery system, within every religion and sect, only to save our own children from the mouth of those sorcery devils. Belief religions are of the same kind. Though religions claim each separately superior to any other religion, in fact, they all are on the same path. Every religion claims its God, heaven, and rituals, etc. are superior to others. This proves, though they claim all those are universal factors, they are really claiming a private and separate heaven and God and not the universal one. Now, we can see the similarities between them. Every god religion has many sects and different cults within them. Every god religion is the propagator of animal sacrifice. Every god religion is not strictly the propagator of nonviolence. Every god religion suppressed other religions, and religious conversion is a common factor in all of them. We can see that every religious book has great sentences on great human qualities, but in practice, they all are replaced with mechanical rituals. Future of religions and their sects. I can say one point clearly that the future of the religions and their sects in this world will be a total disaster. There is no doubt about this. This is so clear because the planning of that ancient sorcery system is so powerfully meant this end. The ancient sorcery very intelligently produced an idea within every religion that they are the final rulers of this world. This is the reason people are blindly rushing to make their religion spread all over the world. The truth is that no religion will win in the end, but sorcery alone will win in the end by converting loving heart religions to killing worst religions. The easiest method of sorcery to achieve this end is beliefs, and stronger the belief, stronger will be their success. Had we no idea of belief methods, but known only the methods of God realization, we would not have fought even one time in the name of God or religion. This gives a clear picture of the role of beliefs in that ancient sorcery planning. These beliefs, blindfolded even most intelligent people to not to argue against the silly and stupid idea of many separate belief-based creator gods. Then, the only creator god is divided into many creator gods by many religious beliefs, and the ultimate effect is the idea the only creator god is killed by the god worshippers themselves. The basis of every god religion is not the god, but it is the words of the god. Religions say to lead a holy life with truth, love, and morality to attain a better life after death. But when people fight one another for their religion, then they are really standing against the words of God and nearing the abode of Satan. Now, I am not going to explain more about the ancient sorcery system, but at least a few of them I do narrate here. It has been accumulating its system's power since it was born before many millennia. Unfortunately, it has not been discovered so far. They have been accumulating terrible cruelty and immoral sex feelings from all human generations. This is the reason why the society turned towards cruelty and free sex, even when this world got many sexless pure gods and many religions of peace. No war was fought without their instructions. The idea divide and cause fight is the basic principle of this sorcery system. They divided the people under different heads, namely regions, religions, sects, cults, political parties, etc., and killed people for their sake. Now, everybody can realize easily the fact why every religion divided into so many sects and cults and fought one another. If we want any solution to this terrible danger, we have only one option left, and that is thinking and realizing instead of believing method. When we realize the God, then, we all will reach the same point, that is, God is always truth, love, and the fund of all good qualities. Thus, we get one God, even though the names are different. This unity of all religions will cause setback to that ancient sorcery system, and that will cause it to withdraw its influence from the humanity. Only thinking has the power to open the mind, but belief cannot do it. So, realize your God and religion, for both your heaven and your own children and family's sake.